The Chest of Broken Glass. John had lived all alone ever since his wife died. He had worked hard as a tailor all his life, but misfortune had left him penniless, and now he was so old he could no longer work for himself. His hands trembled too much to thread a needle, and his vision had blurred too much for him to make a straight stitch. He had three sons, but they were all grown and married now, and they were so busy with their own lives, they only had time to stop by and eat dinner with their father once a week. Gradually, the old man grew more and more feeble, and his sons came by to see him less and less. "They don't want to be around me at all now," he told himself, "because they're afraid I'll become a burden." He stayed up all night worrying what would become of him until at last he thought of a plan. The next morning he went to see his friend the carpenter and asked him to make a large chest. Then he went to see his friend the locksmith and asked him to give him an old lock. Finally, he went to see his friend the glassblower and asked him for all the old broken pieces of glass he had. The old man took the chest home, filled it to the top with broken glass, locked up tight, and put it beneath his kitchen table. The next time his sons came for dinner, they bumped their feet against it. "What's in the chest?" they asked, looking under the table. "Oh, nothing," the old man replied, "just some things I've been saving." His sons nudged it and were surprised how heavy it was. They kicked it and heard a rattling inside. "It must be full of all the gold he's saved over the years," they whispered to one another. So they talked it over and realized they needed to guard the treasure. They decided to take turns living with the old man, and that way they could look after him too. So the first week, the youngest son moved in with his father and cared and cooked for him. The next week, the middle son took his place, and the week afterward, the eldest son took a turn. This went on for some time. At last, the old father grew sick and died. The sons gave him a very nice funeral, for they knew there was a fortune sitting beneath the kitchen table, and they could afford to splurge a little on the old man now. When the service was over, they hunted through the house until they found the key and unlocked the chest. And, of course, they found it full of broken glass. But the eldest son tipped the chest over to make sure there was nothing valuable hidden among the glass after all. He poured the broken glass onto the floor until it was empty. Then the three brothers stared inside, where they now read an inscription on the bottom, "Honor your father and mother."